I'm the one, man. I'm the one. I'm the one.
You are the one. You're number one. You always will be. You are the Duke of Louisville, the one and only, baby.
Man, how you doing this morning?
I'm feeling pretty good. How about yourself?
Not bad. Not bad at all. You're just sitting around reading.
What you reading?
Reading a story about the queen who would be king. It's an Egyptian story about a woman who was married to a pharaoh, and God, she wanted to be the pharaoh. She was so beautiful.
That would be Cleopatra, right?
Oh, no, no. Cleopatra was a dog compared with this one.
Okay. Have you find any clues to solve the issues in the Middle East in that book?
Good grief, no. I don't think there is. I think they're all crazy over there.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think you're right.
There's too much of that stuff in the ground, man. You know, they grow that stuff everywhere, those poppies.
Now, what do you think about these gas prices?
Oh, I think that's, I don't know, that's a sin, man. That's greed. I know there's all kinds of excuses for it, but I just don't believe most of them. How do you feel about it?
I think it's the oil companies are raping us all.
I think they are, too.
There should be a law against it.
Well, we don't have any real law that... We don't have anybody that really looks after us, you know.
That's true. We don't. As a matter of fact, I think we should start drilling our own oil. We've got a bunch of it in reserve. And just go ahead and drill it on our land.
Wouldn't it be nice if the common people just started drilling their own oil?
Yeah, get local refineries.
Hey, that could happen, you know.
That's a great idea.
Well, it could happen. Hey, did you know that, what was the name of that clown that shot Abraham Lincoln?
John Wilkes Booth?
Yeah, you know, he owned an oil well that came in a week after he killed Lincoln.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. That dummy, man.
No kidding.
No, that's the truth. It came in a week after he killed that Lincoln.
Boy, you talk about some bad decision-making.
Bill Bailey. Well, how's everybody getting along there?
Everybody's doing good. Randolph, he's having a good time. He's having plenty of fun.
John Randolph, you mean?
Yes.
Is he still drinking heavily?
No, he doesn't touch the stuff, man.
No, he touched a Coca-Cola once, and man, almost knocked him out.
You're right.
Oh, God, man.
Now, he's one of those straight-laced guys. He's early to bed, early to rise. And
oh, I know he is. I know he is, man.
Funny,
I wasn't kidding about him drinking a Coke once and almost knocked him out. And he's one of those people, you know, that's just the opposite of diabetes. And he was, he drank a Coke and it was too much for him. And I happened to be drinking with him. I wasn't drinking a Coke, though.
What were you drinking?
I was drinking a beer. Bill Bailey. You know, I've been thinking about all those people that listened to me for years. I never did take an opportunity to thank them or anything. Even though I thought about them often, I never did take the time to say thank you for listening. You know, I never did.
You can do that right here and right now, because a lot of them are listening to you right now.
I hope they are, man. I really do.
It was a good run you had, boy. It was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a good run, but on top for how many years?
Oh.
I can't even remember, you know.
11 or 12 at least right in a row.
Yeah,
there.
Right. And who can you thank for that but the people who listen, you know? They had so many stations back then that they could listen to. But they chose to listen to me, and I never did take the time to thank them for it. A guy named Tom. I think his first name is Tom. Real tall guy, taller than anybody ought to be. From a Courier-Journal, came over here and interviewed me at Friendship Manor. And I mentioned to him, I said, I love my audience. He said he'd never heard anybody mention that, talking like that about an audience. I said, well, that's the way I felt about it. Bill Bailey! Man, there's some wonderful people working here. We got my favorite little nurse back today. Her daughter had a baby. And so she returned to work today. Her name is Teresa Grant. I think she's a descendant of a former president.
Ulysses S.?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just give her a big wacky shout. Bill
Bailey! Say, do you guys ever play any, I know you play everything I love, but I don't think I ever hear you play any Chicago. I mean, I love Chicago, but Eagles, yeah. God, I love the Eagles.
Yeah, me too, and we play a ton of the Eagles. That's one of the, you know, they have so many good songs. Everybody loves them.
I know it. Which is your favorite?
I still like Take It Easy.
I like Wasted Time and Already Gone. I love all of them.
They don't have a bad song.
No, they don't. They really don't. That old Joe Walsh, you know, he's crazy.
He is, but he can play.
Yes, he can. He can sing, too.
Yes, sir.
I know they did a show down, their first goodbye or farewell show down in Australia. And he told a story about he had something he liked to do more than anything else, and that was drink alcohol. And he said, I had to give it up. And then he did it. Then he wrote that song and sang One Day at a Time, man.
Bill Bailey.
Hey, where's this program with all of the guys, the Trendells and the Monarchs? Where are they going to be?
Now, that show is on the 24th at the Safin Center at 3926 Poplar Level Road.
It's called what center?
It's the Safin Center, S-A-F-F-I-N.
Oh, I see. Okay. That sounds great, man. I'd say everybody here is excited about that, you know? Yeah.
And
keep your ears attuned to Wacky, and they'll tell you where it is. All right, pal. Thanks
Bill,
a lot.
You take care of yourself, and thanks for
talking
to us.
Hey, tell everybody I love them, and I appreciate everything they're doing.
Bill Bailey.
Man, I'm having a heck of a time in here today. It's all right, though.
Oh, you can deal with it.
Oh, yeah, I can deal with it.
You are the Duke of Louisville, man, the King of Louisville Radio.
That's right.
Hey, man, what do you think about this Barry Bonds situation?
Oh, man, you know, I'm really disappointed in him.
What do you think we ought to do with him?
I know what they're going to do. He'll probably end up serving some time.
Yeah, he could. That might be a little harsh.
I hate to see that, you know, because let's face it, he's been a fine ball player.
Oh, excellent. I mean, home run king. But he did it by shooting steroids.
But he lied, and the same thing happened to the girl that was the runner. I can't even remember her name now.
I can't remember her name, but she was, yes, Olympic champion.
Oh, golly, man. She was fantastic, and she lied about it. And man, you just can't get away with that.
That's true.
But I never lied about it, you know. I always told the truth, you know.
Well, you know, I like the way Babe Ruth got that home run record back in the day.
Yeah, right.
He did his on beer, hot dogs, and cigars.
Yeah.
Bill Bailey.
So what do you think about O.J.?
Who?
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, he's an embarrassment, that's all. Good Lord, man. I don't know, man. O.J. Simpson is an embarrassment. He was a great football player during his time, you know, but his time is gone.
Yeah, he may be going to do some time.
That's right.
Bill Bailey.
Well, my daughter's getting back into town today.
Oh, I bet you look forward to that.
Yeah, well, I didn't know where she was, you know. I thought she was going back to Florida already.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't. She went to New York for a while. Got to keep moving around, you know. I have to do the same thing, but for a different reason. She does it because she's got relatives up there. I do it because the sheriff's looking for me, you know.
Bill Bailey.
Well, I remember when I was married to another woman that, not my last one, but the one before, we went out, we had a live turkey. We went out to back to decapitate the poor critter. And when he saw us coming, he pulled out a switchblade and cut his throat. It was terrible, man, terrible. And then I said, hand me the knife, man. I feel like doing the same thing. It was a terrible experience. Well, I was willing to cut myself after I realized what I was married to. Oh, golly, man.
Bill Bailey.
What the heck is happening around there?
Oh, we're just getting ready for Thanksgiving and all that stuff.
You know, I was speaking to somebody out here in the hallway shortly ago about the wild turkey. You know the wild turkey can fly as fast as 60 miles per hour?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but these domesticated turkeys, you know, they're so lazy. All they do is just stand around or sit around. They can't fly at all.
Right.
But the wild turkeys, they can do 60 miles an hour.
Bill Bailey.
You know, I had to make a quick trip over to Pakistan this past weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I had a special mission over there for the Defense Department. They wanted me to have a little powwow with the sheriff of the president.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about him continuing on as president, and I said he couldn't do it. And I said, he's going to have to pull you out of that position. And he said, why? I said, because you're so darned ugly, that's why. Besides, this woman that wants to take your place, she's a good-looking woman. And he said, what makes you think she's so good-looking? And I said, well, have you ever seen her in some of her flimsy burkas? And he said, well, no, I haven't. I said, well, man, you've missed something. Anyway, I think we got that mess straightened out.
All right, well, good. Bill Bailey's a globetrotter now doing diplomatic
yeah,
work.
I've always done that. But that's about all that's happened to me in the last few days.
Well, sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't run into any delays at the airport.
Well, I don't think they're going to have too many in the next, but it's holiday season. Because of a move that the president has made to clear some of the military airspace, you know, for commercial flights.
I think that's a good idea, probably.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but it's not going to eliminate the problem completely.
Nope.
There's too many flights, man. Too many flights.
Bill Bailey!
To everybody, I wish a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas. Boy, Christmas isn't too far off, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. And if you send me any gifts, you make darn sure it don't come from China.
Yeah, you don't want to get lead poisoning.
Right.
Bill Bailey.
Sitting here thinking about a couple of very important things.
Oh, and what's on your mind this morning?
Well, Black Friday. That means the heaviest shopping day of the year. Black Friday was the day I got married, pal. Good God.
Bill Bailey.
Something else, man, very important now. The Bible. I hope Johnny Randolph is listening to this. Do you realize how much trouble some of the texts of that Bible has brought up over the years? Think about it, man. I'm thinking about the hatred that's been created by other people for Jews. And, man, that first came out in the Bible.
Well, that's
so
true.
I don't read the Bible anymore, man. I'd rather read Mad Magazine. I just thought about that just a short while ago, and I can't think of a solution. Leave the Jews alone, for heaven's sakes, man.
Bill Bailey!
By the way, I had a couple of hitmen come by to see me this morning.
Couple of hitmen? Well, I'm glad you
yeah,
survived.
Yeah, came by to get rid of me, man. I think they the ex-wife paid them to get rid of me, you know. I talked them out of it by asking them if they had they get their money out front, and they said no. And I said, well, forget it, then, because you're out of luck, pal. You'll never get your money.
She sent two of them, huh?
Yeah, two of them.
Well, see, she's
one
got...
from Chicago and one from New York.
Wow, high-powered hitmen.
Yeah, they're friends of Johnny Randolph.
Oh, they're friends of Randolph, eh?
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Little conspiracy
they
action going.
They were packing rods, but they didn't know it. I was packing money, too, man, I'm telling you. There were three guns in that hallway this morning. But I don't use my guns on anything but dogs and cats that run amok.
Bill Bailey!
Did I ever tell you that story about the time we got a wild dog came in when I was a kid?
No.
Came a mad dog, had hydrophobia, and the police chased him all the way into my neighborhood, and he ran under my house, and I ran under the house, and the dog bit me.
Ooh.
Killed the dog. Yeah, man. No, he was foaming at the mouth, man. He bit me, and it killed him.
That's because you're so tough, man.
That's right. I was a tough kid, man. But that was a true story, man. We ended up killing him. But I ended up burying him under the house.
Wow. So did you have to go through all that the shots and all that stuff?
No, I didn't have to go through all that stuff. He did.
Bill Bailey!
One of the pretty little girls that work here, she went home. Told her mother that poor old Bill hadn't had any lemon pie, man, for years. And that's the truth. So her mother made poor old Bill a lemon pie.
Wow.
So I'm going to have that for lunch today.
The whole thing?
No, just a slice of it. I'm going to share it, man. I'm not greedy. I love lemon pie, man. Peanut butter pie and chocolate pie and coconut pie. but they never serve lemon pie. Nobody ever makes. Have you ever seen a Japanese lemon?
No, sir.
Honestly, they're bigger than a cantaloupe. I mean, they're big. You can make four lemon pies out of one of them. It's my favorite. I always have been.
Bill Bailey.
Hey, did you know that my brother was a fighter?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah. He fought in Madison Square Garden. I should have told that hitman that was in here from New York this morning about him. He's a dangerous fellow. No, he was a real good fighter. I tried to fight a couple of times, and I was no good at it. Hit me one time, good shot, man, I'm going down. My brother, I'll never forget the last fight. My brother comes racing into the ring. He was my second. And he came in there, and he said, come on, get up, get up. I said, go to hell out of here. I said, I ain't getting out of this. I'm not getting up if somebody in this ring wants to kill me. And that was, he beating me to death. And I used to tell stories about my boxing career, but they were all lies, man. So I don't tell them anymore.
Bill Bailey.
Anyway, this priest came by yesterday. He just dropped in to say hello. He knows I'm not Catholic. He knows I'm a heretic. And he comes in, he says, hey, Bill, how you doing? I said, great. He says, where are you going to have dinner today? I said, well, it's either eat here or go sup with the devil, and I ain't going there. And that was my ex-wife who invited me over, and I ain't going to her house. So anyway, he said, I is good. He said, I'm glad you made that decision.
Bill Bailey.
Is Johnny around there?
Not right now. You want me to have him call you when he comes in?
Yeah, have him call me, would you?
Yes, I will. I'll do
that. You know, he's getting pretty old. He's getting pretty aged, so you better you'll have to remind him of my telephone number.
I've got it written down over here.
Okay, you might have to write it down for him again. You know?
Okay.
But anyway, I wanted to talk to him about a couple of things.
I'll definitely have him call.
Okay, pal.
All right, Bill, good talking to you today, man.
Hey, good talking to you, pal.
You have a great weekend, man.
You too, man.
Okay, we'll talk again on Monday.
Tell everybody I said hello, especially that lovely girl that works there.
Oh, you're talking about Renee?
Yeah, I love Renee.
Okay, I will certainly tell her you said a personal hello.
Okay.
Bill Bailey.
Just sitting here thinking about my childhood, how we were raised, my brother and I. We were very poor. We got out of bed just during the summer now. We got out of bed and went to the kitchen for a bowl of prunes. Then my brother would take me outside and beat the hell out of me. It happened every day, man.
I guess prunes make you mean.
In his case, I think it did, you know. But after a while, I got accustomed to it.
Bill Bailey.
Let me ask you something, Bill. How did you get the name the Duke of Louisville?
Well, that was given to me by a man that used to be the governor of Kentucky, Wendell Ford. Oh, yeah, he's the one that gave me that title, not me.
And how did that come about?
I don't know. I just received a message from him, and he said, I've appointed you the Duke of Louisville. And I said, well, heck, I guess I'll be the Duke of Louisville.
Bill Bailey.
Boy, I got a very nice letter yesterday from somebody who's been listening to the old Wacky and now listens to the new Wacky. Her name is Sumner, Mrs. Sumner. Bless her sweetheart.
Yes.
Well, I guess you know Musharraf over in Pakistan has given up his military command.
I heard that.
It looks like he's going to have somebody competing against him for the presidency. But I don't know what happened to my darling. She has just disappeared. A woman?
Yeah. I can't think of her name.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Yeah, I proposed to her.
Are you sure you want to get married again?
No, no, I don't. I know I don't, but she looks like she might be a good woman.
So how many times were you married, Bill?
Four.
Well, that beats me. I've only done it three times.
Well, that's enough. Stop right there. Now, you know, everybody thinks four is a lot, you know, but it's nothing. Now, there's a lot of people around here who have been married more times than that.
Name one.
Well, we got a girl here named, I don't want to use her name.
Okay, don't.
She's been married six times, and I don't know if she's found marital bliss yet or not.
Bill Bailey.
Randolph tells me that you would arrive late to your place of employment back in the day. Any truth to that?
Well, yeah, that was happened quite frequently. But to say the truth now, it turned out to be just a game with the people that worked over at General Electric. They would make bets on how late I would be. Sometimes I just, if a friend of mine bet that I was going to be 10 minutes late, I just sit, stand at the back door for about 10 minutes, wait till the time had passed before I'd come in.
We have people from GE listening over here now.
Yeah, of course you do.
You ought to say hi to them.
Yeah, hello there, people at GE.
Bill Bailey.
So now you used to work with Reed Yaden as your newsman on occasion.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he would. You guys would go back and forth sometimes.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite news guy of all?
Oh, I had to choose Bob Moody. Bob Moody because fantastic sense of humor and a brilliant man. He's got a lot of brains. He graduated from two different colleges. One was Arkansas, and the other was, I think it was Missouri. He is really smart.
Bill Bailey.
Did you ever go on that wacky raft race they had back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Good boy, yeah, man. I remember that. Bad people write to me and they'll remind me of it, you know. But it was a lot of fun, you know. We always had someone who sponsored them, you know, so it didn't cost us anything. And we had a great sales staff, too.
Well, we got one of your boys over here, Jack Roney.
Jack Roney?
Yeah, he's working with us.
I thought he'd be in the prison by now. Yeah, I remember Jack. Yeah, he's a good man.
Bill Bailey!
Well, who's he going to be, man, for president anyway?
Well, a lot of people say it's going to be Hillary or Barack or a combination of the two.
I don't think it's going to be either one of them. I think it's going to be a Huckleberry Hound.
he'll get my vote over everybody else.
Well, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to go for the Mormon. Look, I worked for one of the elders of the Mormon Church and got to know a lot of Mormon people, and I respect their religion.
I do,
they're
too.
They're devoted Christians and certainly a family devoted. So I think I'm going to have to go with the Mormon. I think he's a good man. They are good people. They really are.
No question there. So what are your thoughts on Hillary?
Oh, I think... What's that lady called her? A no-brainer? I don't know what I think about her. I think she's too much like her husband.
Yeah.
And if you elect her, you're going to be electing him back from there again. That's what it's going to be.
A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah.
Bill Bailey!
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I've had a little time to think, man. I had a young lady that works here come in to see me last night and said her dad found out that I was here and he wanted to talk to me. And I said, well, give me your number and I'll call him. So we called him, and I talked to him for a while. His name is Mike. He's listening right now. And just a few moments ago, I talked to another guy who was listening. And his last name is Lay. Mike Lay. Man, I'm talking to everyone on the telephone and then getting them back on the air again.
Hey, they're glad to have the Duke back.
Yeah, well, they're happy to hear you back.
People are excited about getting Wacky back. They really are.
Oh, yeah, I know. I hear it all the time.
We're having fun with it.
Well, you got to have fun with it.
Yeah, if we're not having fun, no one listening is going to have fun.
That's the truth. That's my philosophy.
Bill Bailey!
So how you feeling this morning?
Not too bad. I was a little bit worried for a while. My daughters went out to Las Vegas, you know, one of them to get married. And I thought they'd be back Saturday night, you know, but they didn't come back, and they didn't come back Sunday. And so I finally kept calling and finally reached one of my daughters out in a hotel room in Las Vegas on her cell phone. So they'll be coming home tonight.
Did they have any money left?
I doubt it. If they do, it'll be unusual.
Bill Bailey!
I got that news on right now, man. They talk about a lot of crap they shouldn't be talking about.
Yeah.
It's unimportant, you know. I think the Democrats are going to be losing out again. I think a Republican's going to be back in there.
Well, what I like is when you have the executive in one party and the Congress in another. See, that way they argue and fight,
right,
and nothing gets done.
That's right. Absolutely. That's true.
You know, if they don't write any laws this year, that's good, because that's more freedoms that we get to keep.
That's right. Hey, man, way to put it. That's a good way to put it.